The Easter Vigil is considered the holiest night in the church's year. It has a lot of history attached to it, and I'm not in a position tonight to unpack all of that history, because if we had all seven readings, I let you off lightly, I gave you three from the Old Testament. If we had all seven readings, you would have the readings that start from Genesis and then finish up with the seventh reading, which was Ezekiel. However, the church does allow us to use the three, I suppose, senior readings, if you like, from the Old Testament. So we do have the reading from Exodus, always. It cannot be missed out at the vigil ever, which is the people of Israel leaving Egypt and crossing the Dead Sea. We then have the prophet Isaiah, who gives us the foretaste of the Son of Man, the Son of God. And then we have the prophet Ezekiel. Isaiah and Ezekiel represent the greatest of the prophets. Ezekiel is known as the senior of the prophets. And he battles that out at times with the prophet Elijah. So we get the history of creation, we get the history of salvation. And that is then brought forward into what we call the New Testament or the Second Testament. It is in the birth of Jesus Christ that everything that is in the Old Testament is fulfilled. The Old Testament finishes, or the First Testament, if you wish to call it that, it finishes with the birth of Christ. The New Testament is an ongoing story, if you like. There had to come a point when we cannot keep recording everything that's happening and that has happened. So there comes a point when the New Testament finishes. And then it finishes in the written word, and it takes up then in the church the spoken word and the lived word. So we come from darkness into light. And that is what this night is about. On this night, the most solemn night of the church's year, where we keep vigil, this is the night traditionally when those who were wanting to come into the church were baptised. And tonight, by the grace of God, we are going to have an adult baptism with young Adam. He's here with wife Sarah and Eric and Freddie. We are going to be baptising and welcoming Adam into the church. He will then be confirmed in the church's ancient tradition as well. This was the night when these things happened. Then Adam will be confirmed, but he's not doing that alone. Tonight we confirm Alex as well, who is here with his wife, Sarah. You don't get any more biblical names than the women that are hanging around these men. And makes it so much easier for me so I don't get names wrong. And so tonight our parish and the Catholic Church welcome into it two young men, but as adults, who have made a decision of their own to become a member of this flock, no matter where they go throughout the world. They receive the light of Christ tonight through the waters of baptism and the oil of chrism, the oil of Christ. These oils were only blessed on Monday night by Archbishop Christopher, and Adam and Alex, you will be the first to use the newly consecrated oils. This night is complex. There is a lot of mystery built in to the things that we use. And so with water, water washes away sin and it gives us life. Oil has always been the symbol of strength. The light, the candle that is used, is always the symbol of us being enlightened. The light of faith. This candle will burn, our Paschal candle, our Easter candle will burn for the next 50 days and nights in the church when there's a ceremony. It's actually made of beeswax, as Deacon Matt sang in the Exultet. It burns for 50 days when there's a ceremony in the church. Then it is extinguished and it will be removed back to the baptismal area, where we light it at every baptism. And we pass the light on through the godparents to those being baptised. The only other time that we light this candle is at every funeral, when we move it from the area of baptism, where the faithful were baptised, to the foot of the altar, at the head of the coffin, and it is the symbol of the baptised person being escorted from this life to their eternal reward. They will be living the light of faith. All of the symbols in the church help us delve into, dive into, fall into the mystery of what it is to be a son or daughter of God, a brother or sister of Christ. So let us now witness Adam's entry into the Christian family, and then Alex and Adam's confirmation into the body of Christ, the Holy Catholic Church, with this family in this parish.